This is Ozarks at Large. A hostile takeover bid threatens an Arkansas trucking firm once again. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas has the details.
Van Buren-based USA Truck on Thursday rejected a $242 million buyout bid from Phoenix-based Knight Transportation. The company's board of directors turned down its second unsolicited bid in the last 2 years, but Knight Transportation has vowed to take the issue directly to shareholders. In a statement, USA Truck said Knight was misleading in its disclosure of the offer. Knight said in its public announcement of the offer that it desired a satisfactory response to its request. USA Truck said it had offered to meet privately with Knight to discuss the issue. Governor Mike Beebe, state lawmakers, and public school stakeholders have been holding nonstop meetings and conversations all week long in an effort to find common ground for a potential stopgap to a $58 million insurance deficit and skyrocketing premiums for nearly 47,000 public school employees in Arkansas. House Speaker Davy Carter said that he would like to see a working draft of a bill by October 4th to start discussions for a possible special session. A report commissioned by the Northwest Arkansas Council and compiled by the University of Arkansas Center for Business and Economic Research showed that employment in Northwest Arkansas grew by 3% from 2011 to 2012, a rate that outstripped the growth rate in peer regions, the state, and the nation. Other highlights from the report included: in 2011 and 2012, the number of businesses established in the region grew slowly after declining in 2009 and 2010. Research expenditures at the University of Arkansas increased 12.7% from 2007 to 2010. A $68 million renovation to the Robinson Center Music Hall in Little Rock is on the table. The theater was built in 1939 and renovated in the 1970s. Backer said on Tuesday that it's time for another update. The performance area would be reconfigured to make it more intimate. Backstage, the theater would add space and make it easier for touring productions to set up. State business education and policy leaders met in Little Rock to discuss strategies for deploying more broadband throughout Arkansas. The Connecting Arkansas Internet Conference, spearheaded by Connect Arkansas, featured state and national speakers. Education officials are focused on finding ways to boost broadband access to nearly 460,000 Arkansas K-12 students. Governor Mike Beebe has pushed two working groups to formulate public-private solutions to upgrade high-speed offerings for schools and communities across the state. The groups have been meeting since earlier this summer. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.